Hi, I'm Logan Starlogic, and welcome to another edition of... LFG, Mission, and Bonus. Did you like the little sound thingy I did there? Yeah, I thought that was pretty clever. Before I get started, I'd like to give out a little shout-out to everyone who's congratulated me on my last segment, my first segment, both in-game and on the forums, and on TeamSpeak. Some people said that it was a good segment and they liked it, but it was had a bit too much useless information, and that they would like to hear another episode, but, you know, maybe with a bit more useful information. So I've tweaked the segment a bit. It's still going to be not a walkthrough, mainly an assistance, though. And I'm not going to spoil any of the storyline or any major storyline spoilers. Like, I'm not going to say anything about the Ring of Fire missions or... Yeah, I'm not going to say anything about that. For those of you just tuning in and hadn't listened to the episode before this, I pick a mission, then go through it multiple times, each time doing it with a different type of group. Say, one's with pugs, another with friends or alliance mates. And then another time, maybe soloing the mission or doing it with henchies. Thus showing you the easiest, fastest, and possibly the most fun way to complete the mission. After your doppelganger battle in Augury Rock, you travel through a portal to the cave lair of the dragon Glint, who apparently knows how to defeat the Mersaat and save your Shining Blade allies. On the map, there is no way to get to the dragon's lair without completing the doppelganger battle in Augury Rock. The reason for this is simple. Using Glint's magical powers, Glint hid her lair from the rest of the world by hiding it within a single grain of sand, hidden somewhere in the Crystal Desert. No one's quite sure where this grain of sand is, and people could be searching for years and still never find it. The other reason that you would want to complete this mission is that after you beat the mission, you have access to the Tomb of Primeval Kings, which is similar to the Underworld, except that it doesn't cost any money and it's really hard. But we're not talking about tombs, so let's get on with the mission. The mission has 7 chambers. 6 of these chambers relates to one of the 6 core professions. If a chamber is based on the monk, it will have primarily monks and warriors, because, you know, monks alone aren't gonna kill you. If it's a ranger area, it will have a whole lot more rangers. Same with elementalist and necromancer and mesmer, etc., etc. Each chamber has a particular condition. The first chamber has a health degen. The second chamber slows your character down. The third chamber does not have a condition, but it does have many mobs of mesmer spiders who are crystal, so they can't bleed. But they also have shatter enchantment and shatter hex, which lots of you who have fought mesmers or people who have played mesmers already know that that is a very annoying thing. The fourth chamber has energy draining, and the fifth chamber, even though it does not have a condition, it has these circles, if you will, that have constant AoE damage going in them. So if you step inside one, you'll start taking damage. In the sixth chamber has one of the most annoying, not quite conditions. Every 20 seconds, you will be knocked down for 5 seconds. This is pretty annoying, especially for casters, primarily like the ritualist or rangers who are interrupters or mesmers who are interrupters, and not to mention slow casting elementalists. But the main thing is that at the end of each chamber, there is a boss who is a smaller, ghost-like version of Glint. The profession is determined by which chamber it is. Say, in the first chamber, the boss is a monk, because the first chamber is the monk chamber. This is nice, because then you will have at least one elite skill capture for each profession that goes there. That's right, every boss, with the exception of Glint, has a elite skill. The 7th and final chamber is the Chamber of Glint. There is no enemies in this chamber, or so you think. From here, Glint tells you to go to Drachner's Forge, which suddenly a portal appears, and you get the little shield appears, and the sword goes through it and says, "Mission complete!" And you go through the portal, mission over. Or is it? If you travel to one of the far sides of the wall, you can find Glint's egg hatchlings. If you pick up one of the eggs, Glint will get very mad. That is when you discover the bonus. The bonus is to kill Glint, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense in the storyline. In fact, it doesn't make any at all. but you must destroy Glint. This is pretty easily accomplished with a full group of people, preferably on TeamSpeak, and a good set of interrupters, be they rangers or mesmers. Glint will have skills, most of them are attacking. Also, Glint has a couple of healing or protection skills. The only problem is that really only two skills are very dangerous. One is Crystal Hibernation, which allows Glint to regenerate, which is one of the things you really want to interrupt. And the other is Crystal Haze. Crystal Haze, if you have this on you, whenever you use up part of your energy, you get exhaustion for that amount of energy lost. Also, you have an energy degen. This is basically training for, the Ring of Fire and the energy degen devices that I forgot the name of. The build I ran during this mission is as follows. Empathy, Backfire, Shatter Enchantment, Chaos Storm, Arcane Thievery, Arcane Echo, Mark of Protection, which is an elite skill, and Rebirth. If you don't know what these skills are, ask me for a direct transcript if you can't understand what I said, and I'll make it up right there on the spot, or tell you the names so you can look them up on Guild Wiki. The first time I went through, I decided to take some friends from the forums. The people who went with me were myself, Ashura Mazza, who you might also know as Pokey on the forums, Mundungus Belch, also known as Mushy, P is on the forums, Aeoni Ravenclaw, Knight of Aphrodite, also Chio, and Lysander Goodfellow, or Lysander on the forums, and Dunkoro, which really isn't my friend at all. The mission went fairly well. We got it done in about 44 minutes, give or take, with only a couple of stops for, you know, people having to go AFK for a couple of minutes for one thing or another, including myself. Glint was actually fairly easy, with a good set of interrupters to interrupt Glint's healing skills. Glint was fairly easy, just some degen and other things, and Glint was not hard at all. Something you might notice is that we did not have a tank. The closest thing to a tank we had was Pokey, who was a assassin, or myself, who acted like a tank, simply because I had Mark of Protection. Suggested by them, I interviewed Pokey, Lysander, and Chio, and asked them why they liked or disliked the mission in particular. And here's what they said, starting with Pokey.
Well, I don't really like this mission because it's long and it's... Well, the bonus is hard. I think it's the hardest bonus in all of Tyria, actually. You have to do the whole mission to get the bonus, which is different than all the other Tyrian missions.
I don't have any opinion, really. But if you want me... If you say one side, I like this mission. Because this is quite challenging for some new players and have all the skills for a core profession and they're all good. So yeah, I like it.
I like this mission. They try to make it interesting by having several different, I guess, levels to it, each corresponding to the core professions. There's more variety and interest, especially with the atmospheric effects or environmental effects that make it better than the standard hack and slash, you know, hop in and kill everything the same way you did the last time around type. I mean, like Hell's Precipice, you go in there and it's, you know, the same surroundings, the same fire and brimstone throughout the whole darn mission. And here, you have different color hues. In every level, make it visually interesting. Different environmental effects. I think the first one and the last one, the warrior, are the best environmental effect. That -3 health degen is a really neat effect, and the knockdown really plays with their casters.
It's annoying.
Well, if everything was perfectly easy, then, you know, why play the game? Yeah, it gives you a challenge. No, something out of the ordinary.
On that note, I have just realized that I am out of time for my segment this time. I know I only went through the mission once, but hopefully, this will be of some use to you. And for probably more information, go to guildwiki.com and search for Dragon's Lair. I think that's all for this episode, and... You'll probably hear from me again sometime if I'm not run out of the country and my account is banned from Guild Wars. and something like that, all because nobody liked the episode. But if you do, it'll probably be a while, because this was a very difficult episode to not only find the time to do, but also to edit. I tend to add, I know it's kind of hard to tell, but I add a lot of pauses, and I say, a lot. So, as always, play well. And now play the obligatory bloopers. I am going to keep my idea of doing it with different groups, but still using the same build, and I haven't really explained what I'm doing. I don't have heroes because I don't have Nightfall. That was completely worthless. What am I doing? Shortly after the doppelganger battle in Agri Rock, you set off something? I don't know. Man, I'm good at this. I don't think there's any other history to this. I'll look it up on Wiki.
Victory's mine.
Yeah, what can you do?
And Glenn is fat, so we can eat her meat. I hate you, Logan. I'm not gonna be part of this segment ever again.
I love you too, Geo. Screw this, I'm playing Guild Wars.